Welcome to the Dr. Wendy Rhodes Show. This podcast is designed for those who want to heal from the emotional and mental traumas sustained from childhood to adulthood. I am an overcomer of domestic violence, sexual assault, and rape as a teenager. It took a while for me to realize that I am not my trauma. I take my 20 plus years of experience in healthcare, along with my spiritual healing, to assist women healing, overcoming, and living in exile. They learn self-love redefined that is beautifully integrated with love, so that they too will know that they are not their trauma. Healing is definitely your portion. I am your host, Dr. Wendy Rhodes. Thank you for tuning in today for the Dr. Wendy Rhodes Show. Today's episode is, I am talking about today how you can get lost in yourself. Being lost in yourself when you've had traumas means that you are just in exile. When you're living a life in exile, you feel like you're the only one there. There's no one you can turn to. There's no one that you can talk to. You don't trust anybody. But internally, you're dying on the inside. So women, healing and overcoming a life of exile is what we want to do. But what we have to understand is that we can't do this alone. We cannot do this alone. One of the first things that I realized that's important is being able to open up and just talk. It's going to feel like you're throwing up. I don't want to be very vulgar or anything by saying that, but when you finally get to a point where you can be open and honest and actually talk about what has happened to you, then that's freeing. It's very freeing to be able to do that. I can recall when I actually felt comfortable enough to talk about what has happened in my life. Yes, I still question being able to trust people with me and this valuable information, but I got tired of feeling like I was dying on the inside. I'm pretty sure that you've been there before. Because if you haven't been there before and you're tuning into this broadcast, it'll make you realize that you have been there before. Living a life of exile is just like being on an island by yourself and there's nobody else there. You don't even know what love feels like. You don't know what it feels like to love yourself or anybody else because you've been so wrapped up in everything that has caused you pain. So you are dying on the inside. I get it, sis. I've died 50,000 times on the inside. And finally, I'm free from the deaths. And I'm actually off of that island by myself and living in a life of exile. I don't want to do that. I wouldn't advise anybody to live that way. But it does take time. And it does take trust. To allow yourself to be opened enough to just say, I am tired of feeling the way that I feel. No one deserves to feel like they're dying on the inside.
when I look at what I do as an emotional wound care coach, I can take a wound that has been festering for a long time. Now, a lot of people don't know what wounds are. Wounds are like bed sores or even a surgical area that didn't heal right, or just a surgical area can be a wound. But if you have a wound that's so-called healed on the outside, but then you keep smelling something and you don't know what this smell is, and you start getting this pain in this one particular area. Well, I will talk about a boil. Let's put it that way. A boil, one of those big bumps that got stuff inside of them, like Dr. Pimple Popper usually have. And she deals with those. Well, that turns into a wound too. But under there is a whole bunch of nasty gooky stuff in there. They cut that open and this stuff oozes out. As this stuff oozes out, the patient gets relief from just that boil being opened up and that stuff oozing out, because the pain and pressure of it all is just sitting there. All of the pressure is up under there, up under that skin. But when they finally open it up, just like you opening up and talking about your pain, your exile, your internal bruising and upset and anger and different things like that. But once they clean that thing open, once they open it and they clean it up, then that's when you get some relief. But they're still not done yet, because they still have to scrape it. So even though you tell it, you still have to heal it, and you have to come up with a plan of care that goes along with it. So what are you going to do? How do you treat this thing? How do you treat this open sore that has been busted open? So first off, what you're going to do with this open sore is you're going to clean it. You're going to clean it. Once you get all of the oozing out, you're going to clean it. And then you're going to come up with a solution, the plan of care. And you're going to pack it and you're going to cover it up. But what you do is, it's on a schedule where you'll actually take the bandage off, take the packing out, and clean it again. This is what happened with the coaching sessions. Once you start opening up, we can get to what that issue is. We can get to that opened area that needs to be cleansed. So every time we take the packing out, we cleanse it again so we can get more of an understanding of how is it going to heal. Or is it actually healing? But first of all, we have to accept the fact that there was a sore there that needs to heal. It's called acceptance. You have to start accepting yourself, accepting love for yourself, accepting that you deserve love from others, accepting the fact that we have a Father which art in heaven that loves us unconditionally, that gives us love without any boundaries. And He loves us unconditionally. See, some of us don't know that because we don't have a relationship with God. But He still stands at the door and He knocks. And He wants to come in. I remember when I first encountered God and learning who God is and learning how much He loves me. God came in my life just at that point when I was being hurt the most. And He was there for me. And He continues to be there for me. His word says that he would never leave nor forsake you. And every time I think about that, I know that he's with me. God is our burden bearer. Cast our cares upon him because he careth for us. I realized that that was true. When I realized that that was true, I was able to sit there and just tell God about everything that had been going on in my life. And I asked God to take those issues and those problems from me, to just take it from me. Now, of course, it doesn't take over. It's not an overnight process. But what it is the fact that it relieves the pressure off of you, that you don't have to carry it around. The most important thing is not going back to pick it up. But how many times do we go back to pick it up? We go back and pick it up several times. But that's okay. Even if we do go back and pick it up several times, it's not like God is going to slap your hand and say, don't do that. But if you give it to him, give it to him. Give it all to him. Everything that you have never even told anybody that you swore that you would never tell. Even though God already knows, he's already aware of what has happened in your life, but you are his child and he loves you with an everlasting love. Not only that, everything that you have encountered, God is going to use that for his glory. Even though what the enemy used for evil, God just turned it around and worked that thing out for our good. Satan thinks that we're stupid because we continue to go back and forth with the same old thing and the same old issues every single time. Same old issues every single time. We continue to go back and forth doing the same thing. But that's because of our trust issues. But I'll tell you, I'm so thankful to have this podcast, because God has authorized me. He has anointed me. He has healed me. He has loved me. He has covered me and he has protected me. It wasn't easy. I refuse to tell people that it was easy because we make mistakes. And it's okay that we make mistakes because we're human. We're not perfect people. We're not perfect people. This heart that I carry, I used to ask God all the time, why did you give me this heart? This heart has caused so much pain because it's so forgiving. Never did I feel like I could ever just forgive people the way that I did. In my mind, I was not forgiving. But yet at the same time, this heart said, you have to forgive. So I had to go with my heart. And I cried, God, why did you give me this heart? Because I want to say no. I wanted to say no. I wanted to close people out, especially the ones that were hurting me. Even though they hurt me, I still continued to do right by them. But that's a lot of us because of the heart that God has given us. because of the caring and compassionate hearts that we have, because of the empathy and the compassion that we have, and because this is who God made us to be. There's a blueprint. There's definitely a blueprint to this. God said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Which means that you were designed for a purpose, on purpose, for purpose. Healing is your portion. You are not your trauma. Allowing your trauma to take control allows your life to stay stagnant. Along with stagnation comes fear. Living a life of stagnation and fear is unfair. No one has the right to have that much control because of what they did. It holds us back. But they go on about their business. Fa-la-la and skipping through the park is what they do. But God says, I got you. I got you. God says, I got you. You're my daughter and I love you. He says, I got you. So even though you've lived this life of exile, it's time to learn how to open up. It's time to learn how to release. It's time to stop feeling sick because of all the things that you're holding on to. It's time to heal the wound from the inside out. It is time. I'm here. I am Dr. Wendy Rhodes. And I will continue to tell you that you are not your trauma. My website is selfloveredefined.com. If you want to send me a message, it's selfloveredefined@gmail.com. I thank you for listening. And if you find this valuable information, then please comment and subscribe and share the podcast with your family and friends. Thank you and have an abundantly blessed day. On purpose, for purpose. Good night.